After analyzing all the procedure during the recently held elections, we concluded that the elections were married with the irregularities, from ballot stuffing, from denial of polling agents to play their role at the polling stations, from denial of voters in the areas where we enjoy strong support from casting their votes, from the interference of the police in the polling station, from the destructions of bulletin of ballot boxes in certain polling stations. So there were a lot of irregularities which we consider to be severe and can drastically change what will be expected as the will of the people.
No,
so at this moment, we are gathering those evidence to present to the authorities.
Now, so when do you think you would basically get enough evidence to mount the legal challenge?
Well, the process is undergoing. This is a process that has to be conducted throughout the country at the same time, and that is what is happening at this moment. And our lawyers are also working on that direction. As the Electoral Commission is announcing the provisional results at the province level, we think when those results become official, that is the moment to challenge them. Because so far we just hear it from the media, and we cannot challenge a result that is announced not officially, because the Electoral Commission is the only institution that in the first place must announce the result to become official.
Dr. Nombureta, the international observers as well as local poll observers have said that the elections were largely free, fair, transparent and credible. So what is RENAMO saying about this?
Well, the local observers, most of them, and particularly Parlamento Juvenil, Human Rights League, the Forum of Community Radios, which had more than 2,000 observers on the ground, they came public to say that there were a lot of irregularities and that the elections were not free and fair. On the other hand, we had the international observers that they just landed a couple of weeks ago, and some of them are leaving the country now. And they only observed in part of the polling station, the voting process, the casting of the vote. And they came public to say the elections were free and fair. Maybe we have a different understanding of what it means to have a free and fair election. Because casting the vote, it's not by itself election. It's part of the process. There's a lot that happened before the casting and after the casting and during the casting. But the international observers, they are only concerned about the moment of casting the vote. And this is what they observed. They went into the polling station and they saw that the people were lined up, the lines were organized, and they saw people casting their votes. And for them, that is what matters. And for us, we have a different understanding of what it means to have a free and fair election. We have to analyze everything that entails electoral process, not only the casting of the votes. We have to see the initial process. For example, how our polling agents were denied access to the polling station in the very first moment of the voting. In most polling stations, the voting process started without the polling agents because they were not given the credential, the accreditation papers to sit on the polling station. And during the counting, there was a lot of issues also that happened. Power cuts deliberately to make sure, you know, to create an environment where the ballot could be stuffed, arrest of polling agents. So those are the things that the international observers, they deliberately don't want to see and they don't want to consider in their reports, which is very unfortunate because we believe that having international observers in our country, they will come as a value added. They will come to help build strong and credible institutions and processes in our country. But even before the counting has been finalized, they have already declared that the process was free and fair. It is very unfortunate, and the Mozambicans are really disappointed with such statements because they do not help the strengthening of our process.
What do you say to critics who say that RENAMO is known for always saying that the elections were marred when they know very well that they are losing, and that it's a mark of a sour losing party that always raises questions when things do not go their way? What do you say to that?
Well, I would say maybe those people, they just don't want to see the reality in our country, what is happening. This time, we had a third contestant for this election, who is the president of the Movement for Democracy, Mr. David Simango. He also came and say the elections were not free and fair. This time we have a civil society organization, very credible organizations like the Parlamento Juvenil, the Human Rights League, and others, Forum Mulher, and even the Human Rights Commission, that came and said there were irregularities, serious ones. So it's not only RENAMO saying this. In the past, because people did not really understand what was happening on the ground, they would say so. But this time, I believe only those who are associated with FRELIMO would say that RENAMO is not right in its content. We have a situation where only 500 people showed up to vote. But at the end of the counting, you would see a voting slip, I mean, a tally of votes showing that the candidate of the ruling party got 968 votes. How that is possible? And this is not something that happened in only one voting station. It happened in many voting stations. So it's not only about saying that there was a fraud. There are evidence
Thank
that
you.
Clearly shows that there was ballot stuffing.